Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May on Monday defended her decision to order British warplanes to take part in strikes on Syria last weekend without first seeking parliamentary approval. She told a packed House of Commons that it was in the national interest to prevent future chemical attacks within Syria, on the streets, or the UK or elsewhere, and she dismissed critics' arguments that she was obeying American instructions. The United States and Britain issued a rare and ominous alert on Monday, charging Russia with ramping up cyber attacks on American and British companies, government operations, and infrastructure. The two countries said the widespread global campaign began in 2015 and could be escalated to launch offensive attacks. Officials said the attacks affected a wide range of organizations, including internet service providers, private businesses, and critical infrastructure providers. President Trump is in the southern state of Florida, preparing for 2 days of talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The two leaders share a pressing concern: North Korea, which has ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons programs in defiance of international sanctions. With an unprecedented summit being planned between Trump and Kim Jong-un, the Japanese leader wants FaceTime with the U.S. president before that critical meeting. Analysts say Abe hopes to convince Trump, if he does meet with Kim, that he not make any arrangements that could weaken the security of Japan, which is under America's nuclear umbrella and hosts thousands of U.S. military personnel. Steve Herman, VOA News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is VOA News. The Fox News host and strong President Trump supporter Sean Hannity was named in federal court Monday as one of three clients of the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. But Hannity denied he was a client of Cohen's. He said, "Michael Cohen has never represented me in any matter." Kenya's presidential elections ended in October, but the country's Independent Electoral Commission remains in turmoil. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The electoral agency's top officials were divided over how best to conduct the 2017 elections and administrative issues regarding the procurement of voting materials. The latest development dividing the commissioners was the suspension of the head of the commission's administrative wing, Ezra Chiloba, over financial mismanagement. Kenya's Supreme Court nullified the presidential election last August, saying the Electoral Commission did not follow the constitution and the law. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
An American pastor who's been detained for 18 months in Turkey went on trial Monday on charges of terrorism and espionage. Prosecutors demanded a 35-year prison sentence. 50-year-old Richard Brunson told the court he rejects the allegations. Local media reports said he broke down in tears after being told by the court in the Aegean city of Izmir that he would have to remain in jail. Seven inmates have died during a riot at a prison in the southern state of South Carolina. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the fighting in the maximum security prison went on for hours.
The fighting broke out Sunday night among inmates at the Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville. The South Carolina Department of Corrections says there were multiple altercations in three housing units. Emergency medical personnel were called in from around the region, and state law enforcement agents finally secured the prison about 3 o'clock this morning. There's no word on what set off the fighting. The maximum security facility houses about 1,500 inmates, including some of South Carolina's most violent and longest-serving offenders. I'm Ben Thomas.
An American woman has won the women's title at the Boston Marathon for the first time since 1985. Desiree Linden is a two-time Olympian. She came in second in the 2011 Boston Marathon. Japanese runner Yuki Kawachi won the men's title Monday. It was his fourth marathon win this year and the first time a runner from Japan has won the Boston Marathon since 1987. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.